Good morning. First off, I want to thank the elders for allowing me to get up here and bring you the lesson of the hour. I also want to thank Mike for allowing me in his absence to stand up here and fill in for him as well, for asking me to. And today's lesson that we're going to talk about is titled Examples Worth Following. You know, the Bible speaks of many examples to be followed. You know, we need to imitate those who are good examples. And if you would, turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 11:1. It says, "Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ." Also in Philippians 3:17. "Brethren, join in following my example, and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us." And another verse is Hebrews 13:7. "Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith." Not only do we need to imitate those who are a good example, we need to be a good example to others as well. In 1 Timothy 4:12, "Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example to those who believe." Such scriptures should cause us to ask ourselves the following questions. And as we go through this lesson, we need to have an idea of how to answer the following. The first question is, who is my example, my role model as a Christian? The second question we want to ask ourselves is, whose example am I as a Christian? And the third one is, what kind of example do I set as a Christian? In this lesson, we are going to consider these three questions carefully. The first question we want to look at is, who is your example? Is it the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, he was the Apostle Paul's example. In 1 Corinthians 11:1, it says, "Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ." You know, and Jesus should be our example as well. It should be our example on how to please one another. In Romans 15, verses 1 through 3. "Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength, and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, 'The reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me.'" Jesus is also our example, gives us an example on how to love one another. In Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 2. "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma." He also shows us how to look out for one another. In Philippians 2, verses 4 and 5. "Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus." We always need to look out for the best interest of others, even sometimes putting their interest above ours. And this will be a good example of how a Christian should live to other Christians who are not living like this, and also to the non-believers. Jesus also shows us how to suffer patiently when we are mistreated. If you turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. "For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. Jesus certainly serves as our main example. Another example that could possibly be an example for us to follow is the Apostle Paul. You know, as he urged the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4:6. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively applied to myself and Apollos for your sakes, so that in us you may learn not to exceed what is written, so that no one of you will become arrogant in behalf of one against the other. And in, also in 1 Corinthians 11:1, be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. He gives an example on how he urges the Corinthians to give no offense in 1 Corinthians 10:32. Give no offense either to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God. He also urged them to seek the benefit of others in 1 Corinthians 10:33. Just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of the many, so that they may be saved. So we also need to seek the benefits of others, not so we get noticed or get a pat on the back, but because it is the right thing to do. As he urged the Philippians in Philippians 3:17, brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. We need to not consider themselves as having any attained perfection. In Philippians 3:12, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Now, he urged them to press on to maturity in Philippians 3:12 through 15. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting the lies behind and reaching forward what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. He also urged them to live according to the standard that they have attained. Philippians 3:16. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained. He urged them to enjoy a relationship with the God of peace. In Philippians 4:9. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. As he praised and encouraged the Thessalonians for receiving the word despite tribulation. In 1 Thessalonians 1:6. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Also, he wanted them to avoid being a burden to others. In 2 Thessalonians 3:7 through 10. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example, because we did not act in an undisciplined manner among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with labor and hardship, we kept working night and day so that we would not be a burden to any of you. Not because we do not have the right to do this, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you, so that you would follow our example. For even when we were with you, we used to give you this order: if anyone is not willing to work, then he is not to eat either. Paul has shown us plenty of examples on how to act and to treat others. All right, so is your example, could it be other faithful Christians? You know, as Paul exhorted the Philippians in Philippians 3:17, "Brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us." He wanted to point out those walking like Paul and consider them a pattern to follow. As is ordered by the writer of Hebrews, to imitate the faith and patience of those who inherit the promises. In Hebrews 6:12. "So that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Also, to follow the faith of those who rule over us. In Hebrews 13:7. "Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith." Many Christians today provide a good example to follow. So whose example are you following? You are imitating either Christ or some other Christians. Does your life suggest that the examples you are following is less than exemplary? And closely related to this is another question. Whose example are you? Is it not other Christians, your brothers and sisters in the Lord, especially those who are new converts? But we can be examples to the older Christians as well. And Christians should be mindful of their example to one another. In 1 Thessalonians 1:7, "So that you become an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia." 1 Timothy 4:12, "Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example to those who believe." In Titus 2:7, "In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds with purity and doctrine, dignified." So are we not an example to young children? You know, children, they naturally look up to their parents. So the parents should be an example to their children. You know, they are influenced by others as well. We always need to be aware that they are watching how we react to any situation, and will react the same way if they find themselves in that same situation. Christians should be mindful of their example upon the young children. In Matthew 18:6, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea." You know, are we not examples to the unbelievers? You know, they want to see if we are living righteously, and they often will gauge the value of following Christ by our example. And they often are going to judge the church by its members. Christians should be mindful of their example seen by the world. In 1 Peter 2:12, "Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation." Whether we want to be or not, we are examples to others, especially the young children and the young in faith. So we always need to keep that in mind by our actions. So the next question I want to ask is, what kind of an example are you? Is it indicative of a faithful Christian? Are you showing the world what it means to be a Christian? Are you showing the young in Christ what maturity means as a disciple of Christ? Is your example helping or hindering discipleship in others? Is your example conducive to church growth? Are you setting a good example with your church attendance? Are you setting a good example at developing your abilities for Christ? Are you providing a worthy model of involvement in the service of the Lord and His church? Is your example helping or hindering the progress of the church? Is your example worthy of emulation? Would you want a child or a new Christian to follow your example? If every member provided the same example as you, would the church be strong? Would the church be growing? Would the church have service on Sunday and Wednesday nights? Or would the church even exist? Is your example helping or hindering the cause of Christ? I know that I've just bombarded you with a lot of questions, but I believe they are important to sit and reflect on to see if we are being the example we should be. And I hope these questions have prompted serious introspection on your part as to who is your example as a role model as a Christian, example or role model as a Christian, and as to the sort of example or role model you are setting for the other Christians or non-believers or the young children. Though written to a young preacher, I encourage you to apply Paul's words to yourself. We need to be an example to the believers. In 1 Timothy 4:12, let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example to those who believe. So we need to be an example in our speech, our conduct, our love, our faith, and our purity. You cannot escape being an example to others. Your only choice is what kind of an example do you want to be. Maybe you have not been a great example so far. You know, there is still hope that you can be one. You just have to make that choice starting forward. And by choosing to become a Christian this morning, you are being an example worth following. You know, and if you are a Christian and have fallen away, you can be an example worth following as well by getting your life right with God. And before we end this lesson, I just have one more question to ask you before we sing the invitation song. Is will you be one of the many examples worth following?
Have you been to Jesus?